Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Tes. Avodah Zarah Yud Tes. Yesterday we had the discussion of Avchini Metradion, and 2 days ago was Avodah Daya. We continue now with the discussion of Leitzanus. Leitzanus. Anybody who's a Leitz, what happens to them? They lose their Chachma, and they go down low. Let's start with... I'm not really sure where we stopped. Amar Rabbi Elazar, we'll start with there. Amar Elazar, call him Mislotzeitz Yisurin Ba'in Alav. Anybody who is a mocker, Yisurin Ba'in Alav. Again, a leitz is a word that's used in the Medrash to define Amalek. Amalek, the nation of Amalek is called leitzim because they mocked. There was something serious. Am Yisrael were a serious nation in the eyes of the entire world, and they caused mockery when they came to attack us. They're called leitzim. Kol mislotzeitz, anybody who mocks, Yisurin b'ayin alav, Yisurin come on him. Shneamar, v'yata al tislot, it's about 20 lines up. See where I am? V'yata al tislotzesu, pen yechzeku mosreichem. Amar lehu rava l'rabanan, v'matusa, excuse me, b'ina minayichu, I ask of you, delo tislotzesu, don't be mislotzeitz. Don't mock. So Yisurin, don't come upon you. Again, mocking is something that is not looked upon fondly by Chazal. Amrav Katina, call him mislotzeitz mizonos of mismaatin. Anybody who mocks, his mizonos is mismaat. His mizonos gets smaller. Shneemar, mashach yodo es lotzesim. Hashem pulls his hand away from the lotzesim. Thank you. From the mockers. And of course, Rebbe's hand is what Reposeches Yodecho must be the Chachai Ratzon. The hand gives us the Parnasa. So when he pulls his hand away, so then that's even less. Amar Shimon Lakish, Kol Mitzloses, No Felba Gehenna. Shemar Zayd Yahir, Late Shemo. Zayd Yahir, somebody who raises himself up, Yahir, Late Shemo, he is a Late Otse Be'evras Zadon. He will do Be'evras Zadon. What is Evras? Vein Evra El Gehenim. Shemar Yom Evra by Hayomahu. Amar Moshiach. Call Hamis. What we're talking about? People who fall to Gehenim. Call Hamis Yaher. No fall to Gehenim. Anybody who raises themselves up from the word Yuhara. Anybody who's Mis Yaher. No fall to Gehenim. Shemar Zaid Yahir. Relate Shema. Oseb Evras Zadon. Vein Evra El Gehenim. Shemar Yom Evra Hayomahu. As we know, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos, the two midos that we have to go to the extreme and not remain in the Shvil Hazav, the middle path, is the two midos are gaiva and kas. One of them being gaiva, so that's kolam is yahir. Amar Rav Chani Loi bar Chani Loi. Is that about the father and son the same name? So I see on the side it changes it for that reason. Amar Rav Tanchum bar Chani Loi kolam is lotsa unless they hold like sardim. Right, so then they name b'shaito. That's where the source is according to Argir. Sorry, or the father, right, or the father died before he was born. Kol mislotzeitz gorim kli la'olam. Anybody who is mislotzeitz and mocks causes destruction to the world. Shneemar va'ata al tislotzesu. Don't mock penyech skumos rechem. Maybe your bonds will become stronger. Ki kala v'nechretz ha'shamati. Right, kala is destruction. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kashahi shetchilas and yisur v'sof ha'kali. It's going to lead to all these bad things. Okay, darash Rav Shimon Pasi. So now we're going to darsh in the first pasuk at Tehillim. We're going to have a few drushes on that pasuk coming up on the daf. Darsh of Shimon Pazi. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach. Praises the person who did not go. L'tartios ulakarkasiyah shalom dikachavim. That's why this is here. Because we've been talking about building different structures for the Umos HaOlam. That's how this whole thing started, if you remember. So now we're talking about going. So who is the man is praised who he doesn't go to the theaters? The theaters and the circuses of the Ovdei Chachavim. Ubederech Hatam lo Amad, Zesh lo Amad bi Kingion. He doesn't stand in the Kingion, which we also mentioned was the place where they did animal tricks, bottom line of Rashi, Tzedes Chaya al Yidei Klavim, V'kol Maaseyim L'Shem Tzchok. Basically all these entertainment places. Shiloh, what about going to a circus nowadays? What about going to a baseball game? What about just I'm going here? It sounds like there's just a trick. Say this chayy the klavim. So is that related? Lo mati b'kangiyon. That is lo halal. That's lo. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Shema yomar ada umoshav leisem lo yashav shlo yeshiv b'tachbulos. And what does it mean? You didn't sit amongst Moshe Avleisim. You didn't sit b'tachpulos, again, amongst the groups of the Yumos Ha'olam. Shema Yomar Amada. Maybe someone will say, Ho v'lo halachti l'tertios l'karkasios. V'lo amati b'kan gion. Maybe a person will say, well, I didn't go here, I didn't go there, so I'm great. You know what? Elef es garbashena, I'm going to sleep. Tamalomar uv'sarazo yega yama v'layla. We not only have a Sur Meirah requirement in life, but we have an Aseh Tov requirement. We not only have to watch where we don't go, but what we do during that time. Chaim Yivalashin writes on Perkei Avos, I think he quotes the Gra, that we're going to have to give a Din V'cheshbon. Din V'cheshbon for our lives. What is Din V'cheshbon? So many quote this Gra, that Din is the Averis that we did. Give a reckoning for that. Cheshbon are the mitzvahs that we could have done during the time that we did the Averis. So we're not just going to be held accountable for what we did, what we violated improperly, but even taking those away, the potential that we had at those times, that's what we will be held accountable for as well. It's all about our potential. It's all about our potential, as the Rambam writes again in Hilchos Tshuva, that we all have the potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of fulfilling our potential. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonasan. Another drasha based on the first pasuk. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach batzas v'shayim. This whole pasuk is referring to Avram Avinu. Praise is the man who did not go amongst the Rishayim. Avram Avinu shelo halach batzas anshei dor haflaga. He didn't go with the advice and the etza of the dor haflaga. Right, they were Rishayim. Right, they didn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shirisham ayu shemar havei nivna lanu ir. Let's build a city. Let's rebel against God. Uvederach hatam lo amad, continuing the pasuk, right after not going with Rishayim, not standing amongst the sinners, shelo amad ba'amidas stom. They not stand in the community of stom, shechatayim hayu. So the first one describes them as Rishayim. Stom was chatayim, as Chazal say, chatayim agufam ra'im b'mamonam, shenemar v'anshi stom ra'im v'chatayim la'shem ma'od. Stom was terrible. Discuss exactly how they the anti-chesed laws and regulations that they had in the city. The Gemara we had at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin discussed all the different rules of stone. Over Moshe Vleitzim al Yashav, last part of the pasuk, and he does not sit in the group of Leitzim, Shalo Yeshev, and Moshe Vase Plishtim. He didn't sit amongst the people of the Plishtim when he lived with them. Or when it says the Yagar Avram Beres Plishtim, he did not associate with the Plishtim. Mipreshele Zanam Hayu, Shneamar Vayhi Ketov Libam, Vayomru Kiru L'Shimshon Vayisachek Lanu. Fascinating. What pasuk is the quote? Quote the pasuk from by Shimshon. When Shimshon comes down to the Plishtim, and Ketov Lachem Vayomru, they said, Tishkol Shimshon, we'll have a mishak with him, give us a riddle. Why do you prove it about Avram Avinu from a pasuk in Shimshon? You know the Plishtim were late Sanim, and you go to pasuk from Shimshon, it's in the DNA. It's in the DNA. It doesn't matter how many generations are separated. If you have a certain nation, Latov or Lara, that nation has a certain makeup forever. So you could take the Plishtim from Avram Avinu and the Plishtim from Shimshon, it's still there. Right? Just the opposite. What does the Gemara say in Yevamos? B'nai Yisrael ha-Rachmanim b'Yishanim v'gomli chasadim. Chaver. That's in our DNA. It doesn't matter what generation. It doesn't matter where. It could be in the time of Avram Avinu. It could be in the time of today. Rachmanim b'Yishanim v'gomli chasadim. Inherently. We have to make sure that we let that potential DNA come out. But really, every generation, Amalek. Right? Amalek has it. A certain type of tiputz. A certain type of nature. But again, every generation has it. That's what you learn from the fact that here we have the Raya from the time of Shoftim to tell us what the Plishtim were like in the time of Avraham. Okay, continuing. Ashrei ish yireas Hashem. Praised the man who fears Hashem. Ashrei ish v'lo ashrei isha. What do you mean? Praised the man who fears God and not praised the woman who fears God? Amrav Amram Amarav. Ashrei mi she'ose tshuva kishehu ish. Praiseworthy is the man who does tshuva. Praiseworthy is he who does tshuva when he is a man. What does that mean? When he is a man, Rashi explains, third skinny line, kishehu ish, kishehu bachur, bikocho. When he's a man, when he's young, he's a man. Kolomar mimaher lahakir baro kodem imei hazikna. Right? Rashi says you got to do it when we're young. you when we're young, when we're a man, before we come to the old age. Where is this? Where do we have this? This is the famous Rambam, one of the sources where the Rambam gets it from. It's a Beforish Gemara in Yuma, but the Rambam obviously saw this Gemara as well. The Rambam says at the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Shuvah in Yonah Diyoma, says the Rambam, Ezohi Shuvah Gemura. What is Shuvah Gemura, says the Rambam? Zeh Shabal Liado Dover Sha'avarbo, Vi Efshar Biado Laso, so Pirish Flawasa, Mipnei HaTshuva. Somebody comes to the same situation that he sinned originally, and he could have done it, and he didn't because of Shuvah. Lo Mi Yira, Velo Mi Kishlon Kawach. Not because he's scared of something now that he hadn't been scared of before, except that he was scared of Hashem. That's good. Or Velo Mi Kishlon Kawach, not because he's weaker. Ketza, for example, Harei Shabal Isha Ba'aveira Ula Achrasman Nisyachedima. Not that you should be misyachid with her, but if somehow he was misyachid with her again, for who omid ba'ahavaso ba, and he has the same taiva for her, uba kawakufo, uba medina sha'avar ba, upiresh velo avar, zehu bal shuva gemura. Uzha Shlomo Amar, that's what Shlomo Melech says, in Koheles, uzachar es baracha bimei bacharusecha. Remember your creator in the days of your bachrus. Ad shalo yavo yimei hara v'yiyah shanim asher tomar ein li b'hem chefetz. V'im lo shav el b'mei ziknu. So, what if you only do tshuva when you're older? B'mei ziknu. U'ba'eish she'i efshe lo la'aso esmasha haya oseh. At a time when you can't do what you used to be able to do. Right? You're just not that kind of guy anymore. With abilities. Afo pi she'in tshuva me'ula mo eles hi lo u'bal tshuva hu. Right, even though it's not complete tshuva, it helps, and he is a ba'al tshuva. Afilu avar kol yamav afa tshuva biyom yisaso. Right, even if all your days passed and he did tshuva on the last day of your life. The last day of your life. Who did tshuva on the last day of their lives? Right, so far we've had two of them in the last 2 days. We had one Jew and one non-Jew. Elazar ben Derdaya, and we had the executioner yesterday. They both did tshuva on the last day of their life. Umeis b'tshuvaso kol avonosam nimchalin. Shdemar ad shol techshach hashemesh v'ha'or v'hayirech v'hakochavim v'shavu ha'avim achar ha'geshem. Shu yamamisa mechlal shimzachar baro v'shav kodem shiyamus nislach lo. Right, that's Rashi's pshat here, that we have to do tshuva while we are still a man. Or we're still a man. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Archa Tzadikim, which is also a very underrated sefer, beautiful sefer by an unknown author. It's in the set. If you have a set of all the Musar Sarim, so you have in there is the Misul Sisharim and the Shari Tshuva, and the other three are sometimes, which ones are they? So it could be Derech Hashem, it could be other Sfarim of the Ramchal, but usually Archa Tzadikim is also part of it, sometimes Sefer Yashar. But Archa Tzadikim writes in Shar HaTshuva, Shara Tshuva, which is in Perek 26, Esrim Vashisha, he writes there that there are 7 reasons why people don't do Tshuva when they are younger. 7 reasons. So this is exactly this Gemara. The Gemara has to say it because there are many reasons that we don't. Adam, Avar Shiva Dvarim Yaktiv Adam, Lashuva Bachruso Kshuva Godel Kocha. Or 7 reasons that we should do it or else it's going to be bad. Ha'echad, because who knows? Who knows? The time of day is short. The day is short and the malacha is great. We've got a lot to do. Imagine the day that somebody will make it a simcha. Let's say we wake up on a day that we'll make it a simcha. We're crazy that day. Unbelievable. Fat, busy, this and that. Right, so every day we have a lot to do. Every day we have to appreciate the time of day. Kitzel Yomeinu al Haaretz. Chazal say lo kitzel kosav lo kitzel ilan el kitzel oaf. Life is not even like the shadow of a wall or a tree, which it takes a couple of hours for the sun to move. It's like the shadow of a bird flying in the air. How fast is that shadow? That's the Medrash in Brachos. He quotes Vapol matzelim. The Mishnah continues. Zeo adam sheish po midas ha'atzlus. Right, we're all lazy. We're all lazy in terms of what we have to do. Right, I've quoted in the past an unbelievable Medrash, the Gemara, the beginning of Brachos. It says if you're having trouble focusing, then Mashchei Lebeis HaMedrash. Right, if you have all the different, they say Kriya Shema, Tefillah, we have all the steps. Things that Vav or so. Hey, Vav, the first parent. And then it says if you still can't do it, a Yasker Lo Yamamisa. Remember Yamamisa, and then you'll do Tshuva. So it says the Chavetz Chaim. Yaskalo Yomamisa, what about Yaskalo Misa? Not Yomamisa. What do you mean Yom HaMisa? Remember that a person, we're all going to die. So we have to remember that we're all going to, we have to make sure that we're all straight and fine. Why Yom HaMisa? It says the Chafetz Chaim, no Yom HaMisa. Imagine in the morning if somebody says, okay, you have one day. Just today. Today's your day. Here's the day. What would we do that day? How many naps would we take? And how many surfing the web hours would we do? Yaskelo Yom HaMisa. What would we do on that last day if it was the last day? Yom HaMisa. So that's what he says. Atayis Bonain, right? Says the Aruch HaTzadikim, if somebody has a major job to do, you wouldn't leave it to the last moment. You would do it. That's number one. Do it when you're young. Number two, he says, Im Yachar Chuvasu Hashiachnes. We're not going to read all of them. Don't worry. Im Yachar Chuvasu Hashiachnes V'yesof Hon Az Yachrov V'yesof Yoser. The more Gashmis we have in life, the more Gashmis we're going to want in life. And that's going to become our focus for our lives. Right, as Pazik says, Oif Kesef, Lo Yisma Kesef. The more we have, the more we want. So the way of life, the more we have of anything, Oif Torah Lo Yisma Torah. The more we have of something of Ruchnius, the more we want also. Somebody has 200, he wants 400. Right, so that's number two. So the earlier we do it, we have less things. If there's less things in life and when we're younger, so therefore we should do it. Number two. Number five, we don't know when we're going to get old. That's just practical level. Number six, maybe we'll forget many of the things we have to do tshuva on. Right, we say on Yom Kippur, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. We don't only have to do tshuva on the averus of this year, on our faults of this year, but on all the years. Let's say I remember I did something wrong 6 years ago, 20 years ago. I have to re-repent. Even though the slate was wiped clean, I still do it. I still throw it all in there. So, other reasons as well. Well, and then at the end, he said it's not going to be Tshuva Gemura like the Rambam says, like our Gemara. Anyway, that's Aruch HaTzadikim in the Sha'ar HaTshuva. Okay, that's do Tshuva when you're a man. Ashrei Ish lo Ashrei Isha. Tosas just notes, why don't we've just been talking about the first pasuk of Tehillim, Ashrei HaIsh. Ashrei lo alak with Asmashab, dot. We don't dash in there, HaIsh lo HaIsha. What dafke here? Ashrei Ish. Yireas Hashem. So Tosfos says that when it says ha'ish, it's mashra, it means mankind. That's Tosfos. Ish v'lo isha. Tosfos thinks ish is being medayik something else. But ha'ish sounds like it's mankind. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Amar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi continues, Ashrei mi shemizgabro yisro ke'ish. A different drasha. Praiseworthy is the man who overcomes his yetzer like a man. Like, be a man, do it strong. So that's what Ashrei Ish. B'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od. What does that mean? We should love Hashem's mitzvos. Amar Belazar, b'mitzvosav v'lo bischar mitzvosav. We should do it for the mitzvahs and not for the reward of the mitzvahs. Fine, it's not as it says in the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hu haya omer, al tiyu ka'avadim. Hamasham shesara l'manas l'kal pras. Don't be servants that serve a master, almanas, to accept a reward, eleheyu, kavadam, sham shesarav, shelo almanas la kabal pras, not on condition to be makabal pras. The mefarshim there are medayik on Pirkei Avos, that the mission does not say, almanas, shelo la kabal pras. It's shelo almanas la kabal pras. Meaning you're going to get the pras, but don't do it with that in mind. Don't do an amanas shalo lekabel pras. That sounds like amanas that you're not going to get a reward. No, that's not true. We're going to get a reward. We have to be medayik shalo amanas lekabel pras. Who made this mistake? Who misunderstood their Rebbe? Antigonus Ishsocho, the Rebbe who said this, who misunderstood it? His two pupils, Tzadok Ubaitus. Tzadok Ubaitus, two of his students, the Rambam writes this in Pirush Mishnayos, there in Avos, they misunderstood. They thought what he meant to say was that there is no such thing as schar, there's no such thing as reward. Not that you should just do it without schar, but that's the Rambam says, how the Tzdukim and the Baitusim started because of the two students of Antigonus Ishsocho who misunderstood what he said. That's what he says. V'kasha shemush, amar davarzeh, yatsu milfanav, amar ach l'sheni, ki arav kvarbir, she'ein sham gmul v'lo onesh, ve'ein sham tikva klal, l'fishlo hivinu matarasso, olav ha'shalom. They didn't understand what he said. So what they do, they started saying, let's forget it all. V'diskabo olav kat, l'zekat, l'zekat, sh'achachavim karam mozam tztukim by tusim. But what do we know about the tztukim? They accept the Torah shebichsav, not Torah shebalpeh. Why? Why don't they just reject everything? Says the Rambam, because if they would have come and rejected everything, nobody would have believed them. Nobody would have joined them. Because for every sheker, you need a little MS to give it a little basis, to give it a little strength. Right? Like, who says this? Rashi says this on the Meraglim. He says, right, Eretz, it's a beautiful land, but da-da-da. What does Rashi there say? You got to start with a little MS in order for the sheker to have raglayim. So that's what the Rambam says here. V'kiva sheyef shalem l'rakez is kol ha'amonim saviv ho'emuna shehuska lahem. They couldn't do it. Why? L'fi she'emuna ha'ra azu mafrida bein ha'muuchadim. V'heich ta'achid es ha'mefuradim. L'chein chazru la'ameis es hadavar she'im yon l'achi sho'is ala ha'mon. They couldn't take away Har Sinai. They couldn't take away Torah Shevechsav. So they made a Torah Shevechsav. V'elu he'izu al-kacha in eragin. Elu he'izu. If they would have gone against Torah Shevechsav, they would have been killed. They wanted to reject everything, but they accepted the Torah Shebechsav in order to seduce the others in just rejecting Torah Shebapeh. The opposite of what it says, Api HaTorah Asher Yerucha Lo Sasor. That is what they rejected. But it was because they misunderstood this Mishnah. They misunderstood what their Rebbe said. The other major shaila on the Mishnah is, well, we don't do things for schar. The Torah is full of schar. L'man yarichon yomecha, l'man yitav lecha. So what do you mean not for schar? Don't be mishamish the Rav Amas l'kabal schar. It says a beautiful Abarbanel. The Abarbanel on Pirkei Avos is quoted here in the Medrash Shmuel. Medrash Shmuel is like a Shidim Kubetzes. I think it's actually called that on Pirkei Avos. Shidim Kubetzes on Pirkei Avos. Medrash Shmuel, he was an early Achron who put together a lot of the Achronim, middle Achron, put together a lot of the Achronim on Pirkei Avos. So there he quotes the Abarbanel. Think about the Mishnah. Having Altiu Mishamshin es Harav, Altiu Mishamshin es Harav. Sorry, what's the lashon? Altiu Kaavadim Hamishamshin es Harav Nasakal Pras. Why does the noun and the verb switch? Shouldn't it be Altiu Kaavadim Haovdim es Harav, or to Altiu Kishamashim Hamishamshin es Harav? Why do we switch right in the middle? We switch both times. Al-Diyu Ka'avadim Am-Shamshin. Are you an Eved or are you a Shamish? Which one is it? So explains the Abarbanel in Eved is somebody who does hard work. An Eved is somebody who goes all the way. He's an Eved. Eved, work, backbreaking labor. Shemush is, no less, Shamish you, bring you a cup of water. Shamish, Gedola Shemusha Yosef Milimuda. You're not an Eved, you're not a slave, a servant to a master. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? We have to be an Eved. But many times, we just were Shamashim. So if we were really Avadim, then we could accept and expect the direct schar. But what do? Don't be an Eved. That's Mishamesh, the Rav Amonas HaKabal Pras, because that's not going to work. Be an Eved as a Mishamesh, Lo Amonas HaKabal Pras. But if we would be an Eved Ha'oved Es Harav, then it would be no problem. Then we could do it on Masechet Pras, because then we're doing exactly what we need to do. Right? That's what the Abarbanel quotes in the Medrash Shmuel in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we don't have time right now, but remind me at the end, maybe we'll come back to a Shvus Yaakov, who relates this Mishnah to, does a Suma, somebody who cannot see, does he put his tzitzes on his eyes by Shema? What does that have to do with this? We'll come back to it, I hope. If not, Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simel Lamed Ches. Weiter. Kim Betoras Hashem Chefso, Amr Rebbe, Ein Adam Lomeid, El Abim Yaakov Shaliba Chafes. We have a lot of important chazals on this Amud. Right? A person cannot learn except from where his heart wants. Shedemar, Kim Betoras Hashem Chefso. Right? The Torah Hashem has to be his Chafes. If somebody is not into the learning where he is, so we can't use it as an excuse. You know, Gemara doesn't do it for me. That's not Torah Hashem Chefso. No, we have to be, once we are in the learning, there are different types of learning that connect to different people. You know, there are different mesechtes that connect to different people. Right? We have to try to learn everything. But if somebody is in a certain space, right? So then there's a certain Torah that he's ready for. As follows: Levi Reb Shimon Barabbi Yasvi Kabi Derabbi V'Kapaski Sidra. Levi and Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, they were learning Tanakh, and they finished a Sefer. What was going to be their next Sefer? Sulik Sifra, they finished. Levi Amar, Lais Lon Mishlei. Let's learn Mishlei. Reb Shimon, Rebbe Amar, Laisu Lon Tehillim. Let's learn Tehillim. Halvai, we should learn either of these Sfarim. Right? They want to learn Tehillim, want to learn Mishlei. Actually, he spells it with Tehillim. Rashi says Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, as if we wouldn't have figured it out, what Tehillim means. Right? If you look in the Malbim calls Sefer Tehillim, Tehillos. Tehillos. There's Tehillim and Tehillos. Okay? Kafki the Levi Vasi the Tehillim. They forced Rebbe and his son, Rav Shimon, I guess ganged up on Levi, it's a tough lot, we're learning Tehillim. Why are we learning Tehillim? The Marsha says, because Tehillim is about Yiras Hashem and Mishlei is Chachma. You knew Yiras Hashem kodim l'chachmaso. That's what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. That's why Tehillim came before Mishlei, because Mishlei is all Chachma. Ki matu hacha. When they started learning Tehillim, they came to the first pasuk. Ki p'toras Hashem chafso. Pirish Rabbi v'yamar. Toras Hashem has to be your chafes. Ein adam lo made. Ein Torah el melech shaliba chafes. So Rabbi gave that shot. So Amar Levi, Levi Sedeva said, Rabbi, that's not the one of Rishos Lamod. Thank you very much. And he left. Right, you gave me the excuse that I only learn where I want. I want to learn Mishlei, so I'm leaving. Amar Avdimi Barchama. So he left Rabbi Shir. Amar Avdimi Barchama. I mean, Levi was a man on his own. Levi put together a bunch of brises. So, but that was Levi and Rabbi. Avdimi Barchama says, "Kol ozik b'Torah Gadosh Baruch Hu ozik lo chafatzav. If anybody knows ozik b'Torah, Hashem does what He wants. Shneimar ki b'Torah Hashem chefso. Amar Rava lo'olam yilmod adam Torah mevakam sheli b'chafet. Shneimar ki b'Torah Hashem chefso." If you look at the menu yada, what's the difference between what Rava said and what Rebbe said? Mi makom shalibo chafetz or bi makom shalibo chafetz? Think about what the difference is. Vi amar Rava, bitchila nikris al shosh lakadosh baruch hu, originally Torah is called the Torah of Hashem, ulabasof nikris al shmo. And then eventually Torah is called on the person's name. Shnemar, bitoras Hashem chefso, and then it continues, uvisora so, yega yamam alayla. Starts off as Torah Hashem, and then it becomes part of me. Part of me. Torah becomes part of me. V'yama Rava liolam yilmod adam Torah v'yachach yege. A first person should first learn Torah and then yege. What does that mean? Rashi explains: a person should learn a lot of Torah, learn all the shas, get a breadth of Torah, and then yege. Yege is lamdus. Yege is comparing things to each other. Yege is the deeper wisdom. Don't do that at first because, as the joke goes, arba avos. Four avos. I thought there were three avos. Ah, nizikin. Right, I mean, like, that's an extreme joke. But it means you gotta have a breadth of knowledge before we start asking kashas. And Tosfos is only asked his kasha because he has shas on his fingertips. Gets a kasha on one gemara and answer from another gemara. So once we have a breadth, that's what the, Rashi here says, "Over Rishon of Yasekain, Shemi Yevatel v'Harav Lo Yimso Lo Kol Shah." You maybe your Rebbe won't be able to teach you the Bekiyas. Oh, Lachar Shashana Harbe, who Misyashiv B'Talmudo Umitaris Lasmo Davar Kasha. Right, once we see enough breadth, right, the balance of Bekiyas and Be'iyun, but you have to have some level of Bekiyas as well. Shneimar B'Torah Hashem Uvahadar Ubisara So Yage. Fine. V'Yamar Rava Lo Olam Ligras Inish V'Achal Gav De Mishkech. Might be a chizik for some of us, right? We should keep learning, even though we're going to forget some things. Even though I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes, right? We should still learn. Just learn. Shneamar garsa nafshi l'tava. Right? Be go race. Learn. My soul is go race is a lashon of grinding. Garish karmel. For grind l'tava, because you have a taiva to learn. So grind it up. Garsa ksiv, velo ksiv tachana. It's only a softer type of grinding and not a stronger type of grinding. Meaning it's softer, even if you don't understand everything, you grind up the Torah, still it's something that we should be focused on. We should, even though we're not gonna remember everything. The Rav Shimon Shkop writes in his Akdama to Shar Yosher, he says that's the difference between the first and the second Luchos. The first Luchos, if we would have gotten the first Luchos, then we would remember every single thing that we ever learned. Why? Because it's Etz Belokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote the first Maase Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote the first Luchos, and if it would be engraved on our heart, it would be forever. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and he sees a lack of commitment. You can't have Torah like that. You can only have Torah if you have to work and kill yourself for it. So that's why he broke the Luchos. You can't have Bnei Yisrael like this. Second Luchos, says Rav Shimon Shkop, it is Maase Adam. Maase Adam, so you forget things. That's the point. We forget things, we have to work hard and hard. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Kol HaShokhech Tavarechan Mimishnaso Chayiv Misa. If you forget something, Yechayim Isa, wouldn't it be better not to learn it in the first place? Because then we won't forget it. Wouldn't that be better? No, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would consider it. The Marsha, someone the Achronim say, Marsha Hashem considers that you forget it if you could have learned it at that time and you didn't. That's also called a forgetting. But the Brisker Rav has an important suggestion, quoting from Rav Chaim Ivelazhin. He has this in Vaschanan. I might have mentioned this in the Parsha Shir. I don't remember. Or maybe it was a runner-up, and maybe it's for next year. I don't remember. But either way, not our Chas V'Shalom. The Brisker Rav is never a runner-up. Can't say, you know what I mean. Runner-up for this year, for the to be included. So the Brisker Rav says in Vaschanan, what do you mean if you forget something Chayim Misa? Says the Brisker Rav, quoting from Chayim Elijah, and that only applied during the time before Torah Shabbat Peh was written down. Before Torah Shabbat Peh was written down, so then if I have a Chiddush and I forget it, then it's lost forever. It's lost forever. I lost something in the Mesorah, so that you can't forget. You can't forget if you have a crucial piece of information that you forget and it'll be lost forever, so that of course you can't forget it. That's what it's talking about. Only in the earlier years, in the times before the Mishnah was written down. When it comes to the later generations, okay, we have to try to remember as much as we can. But, you know, we have to, but if we forget, it's not a din of Mischayev Benafsho. Also might mean if you forget it on purpose. Yeah, on purpose. If you forget, you forget. There aren't, you know, we all forget things. It's part of life. Okay. Okay, not for now. Continue. Rava Rami Ksiv, a bunch of stiras. Rava asks a contradiction. Ksiv al gape. It says I'm going to be on top of the heights. Gape. Viksiv al kisei, on a chair, sturdy. Vitrila al gape. Lubasov al kisei, the beginning of your learning, I'm a little shaky, I'm up in the air. Lubasov, and then I get onto my chair, which is more sturdy. Ksiv, barosh meromim, viksiv alei derech. First, it says, barosh meromim, you're going to be at the beginning of the marom. Rashi says this means, I'm going to go from place to place, from this high point to that high point, I'm going to go from place to place. I'm not going to have a kfius. But then, it says, alei derech. Right, which is, I'm going to be a Mora Derech, I'm going to be able to even show people the proper way. B'tchila, barosh romim, l'psof ala derech. Right, the more we learn, the more kavua we get. Ula rami, ksiv, shasamay mi borecha, you drink water from your bor. A bor is a pit which has water. It's not a source for water, it's just a pit that has water. V'ksiv, nos, let me talk, be'erecha. A be'er is a natural water source. So which one is it? B'tchila, shasemi borecha. Originally, we drink from a finite amount of water, our Torah knowledge. Ulubasov knows limitok be'erecha. And eventually, then it becomes a whole source of Torah. Amar av, amar av, schor, amar av, huna. May dechsev hon mehevel yim'at. A treasure from a hevel, the yim'at, will get smaller. V'koveitz al yad yarbeh. If you gather it little by little, yarbeh. Im osa adam toraso chavilos chavilos. If somebody makes his Torah humongous bundles. What does that mean? Rashi says, if you never chazer. If I just learn tons and tons, I have these huge bundles, but I don't review it, misma'et. It's gonna get less. V'yim koveitz al yad. If I do little by little, and I make sure I know it, then I go further, and I go further. I set up chazar programs, yarbeh. Then I will be able to have more and more. Right? That does not mean chas v'shalom, that if somebody's learning daf yomi, they shouldn't learn daf yomi. Right? It just means that we have to make chazar programs also. Chazar programs within the daf. Amar Rava, somebody says, I'm not a daf person. So as we always say, put in the same amount of hours that the daf yomi people put in. Learn Ian, that's fine. Same hours. Same 2 o'clock in the morning when you come back and you didn't do the daf, put in the same hours, wonderful. Do the Ian. That's the gavus, the hischaivus. Amar Rava. But of course, it has to be chazara. We get a lot more out of it at chazara. It could be that somebody has a daf seder, and then he has another seder, which goes slower. You have to know what you're getting out of, what the purpose of getting out of every seder that we have. Amar Rava, Yad Rabbanan L'Hamilsa. The Rabbanan knew this thing that you got a chazar v'yavri Allah. They violated. Right? It's not the first time in history that people weren't into chazara. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ani Avidita V'kiyam B'yadi. I did it, but I was Mekayim it. Okay, so he was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He was able to hold on to his learning. Amar Rav Shizvi. One of my Rebbeim once told me that they met Rav Avadia, and the Rav Avadia told him, he was talking to him, you know, Rav Avadia, you know, you read Rav Avadia, and he's obviously not using a computer when he's quoting every single source under the sun, right? So he says that when he reads something, you know, it goes in. He says the Mishnah Berurah he had to read twice, though, because not everything is always in the place where it should be in terms of the simanim. Sometimes you expect it here, and it's there, and the Bir Halacha, Shartzian, that he had to read twice. Okay. Amra Shizi Mishmed Rolazav and Azaria, my dechsiv, lo yachra chermia, tzido, lo yichye, somebody, lo yachra chermia, tzido. A trickster will not be able to roast his seda, what he caught. Lo yichye won't live, lo yarach yamim, sayed haramai. What does that mean? A false trapper will not live long. He will not live long. People, Rashi says, some people who trick people to show that they're a chacham, and they cram in order to show something, and then they forget it all. It's not going to last. It's not going to live. That's a tzayid ramai. Rav Sheshe says it is a rhetorical question. Tzayid ramai yachroch. A tzayid ramai should roast. What does that mean? Rashi says in the second line, Klomar, second wide line, Yishlo ofos lachroch v'lechol, kol mi shalomid v'goris ba'amad, v'chazer l'opam harbe, ha'chashogar b'fiv. If you roast it, if you turn it over a lot, if you review it and review it, it's not going to last. It will last. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Rav Dimi has a beautiful mashal. Mashal la'adam shetzatzi tziparin. It's like a bird catcher. In mishaber kanafeha shal rishona kulam iskamis biyado. You catch a bird. So you have to do something so the bird doesn't fly away while you go catch the second bird. So you break its wings. So then it's going to stay. If you do that, then all the birds will stay. Vimlav, if you catch a bird, and then before breaking its wings, you go catch the other bird, so the first bird is going to fly away before you catch the second bird. And the second bird is going to fly away before you catch the third bird. That's learning without chazering. That's learning without chazering. Amos kevimav, Amos kaimus biyado. Right, that's a mashal. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin tzadik test, 99. Couldn't do it the last time. Anybody who learns and does not chazer is like someone who plants and does not water their plants. There's a ray of enakotzer, they don't continue the process. So, chazar is the key. Like a tree, other ideas about Talmud Torah, like a tree that's shatul on water, on the edges of water. Shatul means it was planted somewhere else, and now it's planted here. Right? And now it's planted in some other place. Natua would mean it's been here forever. What's the message? If somebody only has one Rebbe, not good. You gotta have a couple of different Rebbes. We'll see more in a second. Amalu Rav Chisda the Rabbanon, Be'ina de Emelu Chomilsa. So Rav Chisda told his shir, I gotta tell you something, Mesafina de Shavikoli, Bazlisu. I have to teach you something, but I'm worried that nobody's gonna be in my shir anymore after I say this. Kol halomi termi ravecha vina rosa min bracha l'olam. Anybody who learns only from one Rebbe, he's not gonna have zimin bracha. So Shavkua, they left. Also, came to Rava. They came in front of Rava. So Rav Chisda is made right, shot himself in the foot. Amalu Rava says, "What are all these new talmidim of mine?" They're like, "Well, Rav Chisda told us that we have to try out different shiurim." So Rava says, "Come on, Hani Mili Svara." Says later on in life, when you have your base of learning, then you can go to different rebbe's to get different drachim, different styles of learning. Aval Gemara. But your basic knowledge, your Gemara, Rashi says, Svara is lomod charifus, v'chidur alev. But your basic knowledge of Torah, Rav Echad Adif, one Rav is better. Why? Ki hechi delo liflog lishni. So you don't have different lashonos. Different lashonos are basics. You're going to learn Mishnayos with one Rebbe, and you're going to have different, your sos, different bases. You've got to have one basic, your basis of Torah knowledge has to be from one Rebbe, right? That's called a Rebbe Muvuk. And then after that, so then you can go to different drachen to take what you like and what connects to me from different ways. Al pal gemayim, continuing the pasuk, Amar Ritan Chum Barchani Loi, La'olam, what does it mean? Pal gemayim, split up the mayim, split up the Torah, La'olam, Yishai Shalom Shnosav, split up your years, where we had two places in Shas, this comes up right here in Kiddushin, Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mishra, Shlish B'talmud. I should learn a third Tanakh, a third Mishnah, and a third Gemara. Mi yada inish kabachai. What do you mean split up your years? Who knows how long they're going to live? What do you mean split up all your years? No, ki kamrina biyome. No, it means biyome, about days. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says, Sunday, Monday, you learn Tanakh. Tuesday, Wednesday, you learn Mishnah. Wednesday, Thursday, right? Days. Tosus says, you still don't know what day of the week you're going to die. How does that help? So Tosus says, no, it means within every day. Within every day, you learn a little bit of everything. That's what Tosfos says. V'lakach nir liyomei v'chol yom. And that's why Tosfos says in the fourth line, Tiknu psukei hatamid, u'mishnai says u'mekamon, u'brezer b'shmoel. That's why every morning, we spoke about Karbanos yesterday. We spoke about Abaya havi mesader. Right? Or some other yourselves. So halavai should be our Rosh Hashanah commitment. to say a little bit of the karbanis, a little more with kavana, right? So we just have to finish the shiur earlier, maybe. That's my fault. Start the shiur earlier and then finish the shiur earlier. Anyway, so that's why we say the karban tamid, which is the karban tamid, that's Torah, and then we have Mishnayis, Zeh Makomen, and then we have Gemara, we have Rishmon, which is a brisa. We do a little bit every single day. And then we have the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Anu Sha'oskin v'Talmud Bavli, that we who Oskin Talmud Bavli, that's good enough, because Talmud Bavli is Bulul. Bulul with everything. Right? Tosafot quotes this in Sanhedrin, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. Right? Dayenu. Dayenu is enough, says, tell Rabbeinu Tam, Dayenu for us to do this. Then, whenever you quote this, you have to quote the Rambam, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, but once you learn my Sefer, you're all good. Right? Once you study everything, then you learn my Sefer. That's why the controversial, the Rishonim who were so against the Rambam afterwards, but again, you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, the Rambam says, it's only good enough to learn his Sefer once you know everything else well. So who in our generation, that's what he meant. If you know Mishnah, you know Shas, you know a code, then when you read the Rambam, you're basically learning Shas, because you're going to think about, oh, what Gemara supports him, what Gemara is a kasha on him, you're going to try to figure it out. That's what the Rambam meant. It didn't mean just to forget everything else. Just learn my Sefer, right? But skip everything else. No, it means after you learn everything. So that's what the that's all related to how we're supposed to structure our day. Viter. Asher Pirio Yitem Biito. He gives his fruit in the proper time. Amar Rava. Impirio Yitem Biito. Vole Lo Yibo. If you do it in the proper time, what does that mean, Rashi? Shekava Item Matora. If you have set times of learning, so then your leaves will not wither. V'imlav al halomid v'al hamalamid aleim akasav omer lokein arashoyim kiim kamot ashet tefen ruach, right? You're going to blow away. If I don't have kvius in whatever state, kvius daily, kvius weekly, then it's just going to blow away. No substance. Amar biyaba amar afhuna. Amar rab, my desib, ki rabim chalala mipila. What did the Pasuk say in Mishlei? Many corpses he has killed. Zet talmid shlo higia l'ra omorah. That's somebody who should not be paskening, and he paskins. Va'atsumim kol harugeha, and there are so many of those he killed, zetamish yigil harav einam over. Somebody who should be paskining and doesn't paskin. Right? A posik has to know when it's up to him, and when he's ready, and when he's not ready. Rav Moshe talks about this in his Akdamot Tekeres Moshe. He says, what am I supposed to do? You have this shot. So, that's what he wrote the Sefer, Baruch Hashem. V'ad kama ad memshnin. How do you know? How long? 40 years. What does that mean? Ad kama. So, most Mepharshim say this means, when he's supposed to paskin, starting when you're 40. Some others say after 40 years of learning, right? 40 years. But 40 years, Rava Ori, I Rava Paskin when he was younger. Hasam Bishavin. There was no equal. There was nobody greater than him. Nobody greater than him. Right? B'makam she'ein ish. So then you have to learn then. There's a fascinating gra which we did mention in the Parsha Shiur last year on Yisro. The gra says we know in Aseret Hadibros there's what's called Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, right? The trup that you read about as Psukim and the trup that you read it as Dibros. So Lo Sirtzach is read in Tam Tachton as Lo Sirtzach with a Patach. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, right? But in Tam Elyon, we read it as a separate Dibro, which is separate. Lo Sirtzach. Because a lot of times Pasachs, when you have at the end of a Pasach, it switches. Like Mitzrayim and Mitzroyim. Right? You switch it when you get to a stop, in a Snachto or end of a Pasach. So, says the Gra, Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach with a patach, open. Lo Sirtzach with a kametz, likmotz, is to close. Says the Gra, there are two types of quasi-murderers, ritzicha. There's one who's Lo Sirtzach. He opens his mouth when he shouldn't be opening his mouth. And there's another one that says Lo Sirtzach, kametz. He closes his mouth when he shouldn't be. And that's this Gemara. Somebody who paskins when he shouldn't paskin, that's the pasach, that's Lo Sirtzach. And somebody who closes his mouth when he should be opening it, that's Lo Sirtzach, that's the kametz. That's a gra. That's a take-home gra. Anyway, there he is. He says it in Kol Aliyo. It's also in the green. You know, greatest hits. Pinim Shulchan Agra. Okay. Vayter. Here we go. That's what it is. The Aleh Lo Yibo. The leaves don't wither. Amar Rav Achabar Ada Amar Rav. Amar Lo Amar Rav Achabar Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Sha'afilu Sichas Chulun Shal Dabich Hachamim Sichat Talmud. Even the Sichas Chulin, just the stam talk shmuzik of a Talmud Chacham, one needs to study. Shene'emar, and one can learn from. Shene'emar v'alelo yibo v'chol ha'shei yaseh atzliach. Right, even his leaves, his things that just fly around. Right? You gotta follow that too, and if you do that, you're matzliach. Amr Rav ben Levi, dover zeh, kosev ha'tar v'shoyim ben avi yim yishul paksuvim. This item that Hashem will help you be matzliach if you learn Torah, is said by all three. Torah to be m'suvim. Kol osik bat Torah nechaza matzlichim lo. You have it in the Torah. Whoever is osik in Torah, his nechaza will be matzliach. Kasa bat Torah, ushmar, you sowed. Anybody who's osik bat Torah, he will have atzlacha. That is found in Tanakh. Kasa bat Torah, the sliv ishmatim is a divrei abris azos, vasisim osam, lamatas kilo, it's a kol asher tasun. Right? So that you'll succeed. Shari bat avim, the sliv, it says in Yoshua, first parak. The sliv, lo yom ashim at Torah zemi picha, yigizva yom of a laila, lamatishma lasas kol akasa bo, ki os taslichas urachach, avos taskil. Again, you'll have atzlacha. Right? Yigizva yom of a laila is in Yoshua. It's not in the Torah. Mishulash baksuvim, the sliv, ki im at Torah zashem chefso, vasur osa yega yom of a laila, voyakei shasla palgi maim, shapir yu yitem bito, valilo ibo, vachol asher yaseh, Yatzliach, right? Yeshua Aleph, Tehillim Aleph, Dvarim Chavtes. Okay, so you see, learning Torah is a good thing. Interesting that if you see the Girsas Agra here, Kol Osik B'Torah, what do we have? His Nechasim will be Matzliach. What, his Gashmias? His Nechasav? So the Gra changes the Girsa. The Gra says, in Aleph, says Durachav. Kol Durachav Matzliachim. What, you're giving a Bracha for Nechasav? So it's reminded me, and it's anybody who connects, it reminded me to the Gra, also the different Girsa of these, the Zemer, the Pizmon for Hamavdu Mikodesh Lachol. We all sing it, hopefully. Hamavdu Mikodesh Lachol, Chadosinu Yimchol. What's the next phrase? Zareinu Ve Chaspeinu. So if you look in the Gra, in the Maisarav, he takes it out. What, are we davening for money? Not davening for money. What, the first thing davening for? Zareinu Vizachu Yosenu Yarbekachol. That's the Gra. It's more inclusive. That's what he says. Bizmira zareinu vishlomenu o bizachu yosenu yarbe gachol. Why? Because on the bottom, la fuke migirsas vikaspenu yarbe. Vizino nachum avakish. I mean, bebrachas. Dafnun. Vakseven bikaskha yvarach bezavdechon. Anyway, so that's the Gra changes that kaspenu. So here too, he changes nachasenu. It's a common theme. The Gra says, you do what you have to do and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. You don't have to daven for it. Vaitra a little bit. Machriz Rabbi Alexandri. Man boy chai, man boy chai. Kenof. Who wants life? Right? The same thing as the Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. The peddler. Who wants life? Who wants life? Everybody came around him. Amri lei, havlan chai, give us life. Where's the medicine of life? Amri lehu, mi ha'ish achav etzchai, v'chul nesol lashon chai meira. Don't talk lashon hara. That's the medicine of life. Shema yomar adam, natzarti lashon meiros, v'asayim edibir mirma. I did. I didn't speak lashon hara. Eilach pasgar v'sheina. Okay, I'm going to sleep. Right, Tamalomar, Sir Meirav Asay Tov, Ein Tov Ela Torah, Shneimar, Kilech Atov Natati Lachem, Torasi Al Tazovu. So we can't just not do it, but we have to do it positively. We'll stop here. Tomorrow is Lo Sachanim. Tomorrow's Dav, Avodah Zarah Dav Chaf. Avodah Zarah Chaf is the Lo Sachanim. Are you allowed to give a Goy a compliment? Right? Are you allowed to sell land to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael? Right? That is tomorrow's Dav. Lo Sachanim, but Hashem will get into it, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.